I'm Rich Egger, and this is Emphasis. Today's guests are Macomb Public Library Director Dennis Danowski, along with Judy Kerr and Melissa Inman, who are leading the library's capital campaign. The campaign was announced the first week of October. Melissa, can you remind our listeners about why you're conducting a capital campaign?
After 108 years, our fabulous library is due for a renovation and upgrade, and we want to bring it into the 21st century. So through the efforts of Dennis Danowski and the Build Illinois Grant, we are being afforded the opportunity to get a $2.4 million grant, provided we come up with our 25% of the share.
This is the only major building in Macomb that has not been, you know, up in the 21st century. So you can imagine a building that was built in 1904 for a community of maybe 4,000 or 5,000 people. We need something larger. They're just bursting at the seams in every department.
Well, what is the dollar figure you're trying to raise locally?
$794,025.
Wow, this seems like a lot, doesn't it? But yeah. I'm sure we can do this. It's been really rewarding to have a few checks popping in, and we're always hoping for a big check from somebody. And we're hoping someone out there will realize what a tremendous thing this would be to invest in our city.
Dennis, can you tell us how much has been raised so far?
We're at pretty close to the 300,000, a little bit over the 300,000, a third of the way, to our goal.
All right. Is that about where you guys want it to be at this point in time, a couple months into it?
I think we're doing very, very well. We have various sizes of donations being delivered to the library. We still don't have our PayPal account up and running yet. We have it established, but there's still some work that they have to do on it. And once that is accomplished, you'll be able to donate over the internet. Most of our checks and cash, we have kids saving monies. We have one student that came in over the weekend and dumped in his pop tops, you know, the little tops of the cans. Mm-hmm. We're collecting those too, and we'll turn that into cash. One of the requirements of the grant is that by June 30th, we have to have all the money in the bank. That means it's got to be in cash. It can't be in stocks or bonds or whatever. They want to see the cash in the bank. So our goal is to push this along, and hopefully maybe somewhere after the first of the year, we'll be halfway through raising our money, or another third.
Yeah, and I guess maybe that's something we should emphasize. This isn't open-ended. You have a hard deadline for raising this cash.
We sure do. We sure
yes.
do.
Has most of the money come from individuals or corporations? Dennis, you talked a little bit about how the money has come in. Have you been receiving mostly from people or from corporations?
Judy and Melissa have been out talking in the community, and that ranges anywhere from the major businesses in town to small groups. We have another three ladies that are also hitting like the nonprofit organizations, the Rotary, the Kiwanis, the Lions Club, and asking for donations that way. So we have a core that's very active in soliciting money. And, you know, we have some kids. We have a piggy bank at the counter at the library for loose change and things like that. And the kids are excited about it, too. There'll be more room. Naturally, we're going to almost double our size. And square footage will be more open, so it'll be more inviting. It's not like the Carnegie Building of today where you have small little rooms that you have to navigate around. This will be more spacious. Like I said, we'll double our size, a meeting room for about 50 people or so. We'll definitely have to raise the building code standards in the old building, improve the bathroom situation and the electrical and fire and safety, and you know, all that comes into play when you're talking about a remodeling.
Yeah, are you remodeling the current building, or is most of this for the addition to the building?
Most of it will be for the new addition. though there are some money being set aside because we have to upgrade the building somewhat.
Mm-hmm.
But we're not going to do, like redo all the walls and things like that. It's still going to look like the Carnegie Building of 1904.
Are donations tax deductible?
Yes, absolutely.
Are.
And we would encourage anyone who would like to have a tax deduction for the 2012 year, I mean, that there is still time to do that.
Yes, and those days are getting fewer.
And then, of course, because we do have a June 30th deadline, if they'd like to make a second donation for the 2013 tax year, of course, we would be oh so happy to receive that as well.
Right.
Judy, now that you're a couple months into the campaign, do you remain optimistic about the chances of raising the money?
We really do. We've made some contacts that we hope will come forth with some major donations, and hopefully this will be before in the next 2 weeks before the end of the year. But it's really gratifying to see how generous people are. I think the library is very important to the people of Macomb. Probably next to the school system, the library is the next valuable cultural asset that we have that would attract people to our community to come and live here and show that we do have high cultural standards in our community.
And Melissa, it sounds like you're optimistic also.
Absolutely. We have planted some seeds that we hope are going to come to fruition very, very soon. And we just want to thank the community who have been so gracious already. We know how taxed the community is with many worthwhile fundraising ventures out there. And we just appreciate so much that people have stepped up to the plate and given generously. And we just want to encourage that further. This is a one-time hit, so to speak, and we want to capitalize on it because it would be such a shame to see this opportunity go by and have another library receive our funds if we're not able to raise it.
You may have just answered this question, but what have you been telling people when you ask for a donation?
Well, really, we emphasize the future of our community, for one thing, and anyone coming into our library will see the crowded situation. The computers are in the hallway, for instance. And I understand there are computers that can't be used because there is not enough room from the Gates Foundation. And it's just wonderful that we have been able to benefit from that particular foundation. In the past, when Carnegie was originally decided to do this venture, communities at that time had to also participate and provide part of the funding. No city got a library for nothing. So we're just following in his footsteps, so to speak.
Right. We'd like to continue his legacy. And there are opportunities out there for individuals as well as our corporate society to leave a lasting legacy in our community and really have it be something worthwhile for generations to come.
What happens once the money is raised? What do you have to submit to the state to prove you have the money? I imagine you don't just walk in with a bunch of $100 bills in the Secretary of State's office.
No, it'll the state library will solicit a form to the local bank where we have our holdings and ask that it be verified, certified, notarized that we have the money in an account. And what I had to do is set up an account for the capital campaign. It's not like a general fund account or Social Security account. This is just money for the campaign and can be used only for the campaign.
And how soon do you then receive the state money? Do you actually have to complete the construction and they reimburse you, or do you get the state money ahead of time?
The minute they verify and certify and notarize that we have the money in the bank, the Secretary of State will schedule a trip to Macomb, and he'll present us with a large check.
All right. What's the timeline beyond that? How soon might the addition be built?
We're hoping to maybe start the paperwork. The paperwork is tremendous. It's got a timeline to it. It takes so many weeks to do this, so many weeks to do that. and the bidding process is also included in that. But we would like to start a hole in the ground or start a shovel in the ground somewhere in June or maybe a little bit before. Completion should be June of 2014.
And what will the library look like in June of 2014?
It will look just like the Carnegie Building right now. It's a mirror image. It's going to expand to the north through the Children's Library. The Children's Library, the current Children's Library, will be gone. A lot of people remember, it used to be a sewing center, a bike shop, and three bars, you know, so that thing will be gone, and then a new addition, two floors, children on one floor and a book collection on the second floor.
Judy and Melissa, why is this so important to you?
Well, I'm just a book fiend myself, so I appreciate any efforts to encourage people to read. I think it's an important thing to have the new technology available, but we must have books. That's a big passion of my own. It's great to have the computerized and the e-books and all that, but we really should have books. So I'm just hoping that there's a big budget for books, Dennis,
yeah,
right?
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, yes. That's right.
Well, I think Dennis had emphasized, too, that, you know, we do have a very very nice budget for our books, but we literally do not have the space to exercise a whole budget. So that'll be nice to be able to utilize that to the fullest.
Right.
But of course, me as a mother of four, I can only see our library getting better as an investment for our children and as our community, because I do feel that the library is sort of the brain center and the heart of a community. I mean, libraries today are much more than just a resource facility. They are a community gathering opportunity for people as well. And I think the quality of a town's library says a lot about it. It says that community has invested in the education, the continuous learning of individuals, and I feel that that's a true investment in our future. And, you know, Macomb is only headed towards better and better things, and this will only help to further that.
Before we wrap up the program here, I suppose we should mention, how does someone go about making a donation?
Well, that's very easy. I tell you, we do have brochures that we have been passing out, and I can't remember now exactly how to make out the check, Dennis. What
Campaign for the future.
Campaign for the future. And just drop it off at the library, or I'm sure any board member or Dennis, Melissa and I are always glad to take a check to the bank.
Exactly, take a check. And any other donation as well. I mean, quite honestly, if somebody has some property or stocks or bonds that they feel they need to part with, we can accommodate that as well into our overall plan and vision. So don't let just monetary assets limit you. We have all sorts of venues that we can help the library through.
All right. Melissa Inman, Judy Kerr, Dennis Donowski, we're out of time for today. Thanks for joining us, and good luck with the campaign.
Thank you.
Thank you.
For Tri-State's Public Radio News, I'm Rich Egger.